Maya Moore has reason to be confident. In her first season as a professional last year, the 1.83-meter tall forward helped her team, the Minnesota Lynx, win its first WNBA championship. She then joined Rose Casares in Spain, winning both the Spanish title and EuroLeague title. Prior to turning pro, she played for the University of Connecticut or UConn for a team that dominated the university ranks, going undefeated for two seasons in 2009 and 2010. Now she and five others who played at UConn make up half of the 12-member squad that will try to win the Olympic gold medal in London.
There's no reason why that shouldn't be a realistic goal every year, considering the talent, the experience, and the people that we have on our team. I mean, some of the best players that will go down in the history books for the game of basketball are on this team.
This Team USA squad will be coached by her mentor, UConn coach Gino Auriemma.
Best coach in the world, in my opinion. And I had so much growth and so many great memories from playing at UConn, and to be able to play for him this quickly after I graduated, it's almost unfair.
Since Auriemma became coach of the UConn's women's basketball team in 1985, it has won seven national titles and had four perfect seasons that ended with homecoming parades and receptions with the president at the White House. Auriemma says the pressure of trying to win a fifth straight Olympic gold medal will help motivate Team USA to play up to its potential and understand that winning anything less than gold will be a failure.
Here, you're coaching the best players, and the goal is to win the gold medal. Silver medal doesn't make anybody have a celebration, you know, same as Connecticut. You know, if you come in second, there's no parade.
Maya Moore says for competitive athletes, pressure and high expectations are part of the game, and getting the chance to test yourself against the best players in the world at the Olympics is part of the fun. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.